Hur ibn Yazid al-Riyahi was a nobleman. He was also an elite from among the people of Kufa. He was the leader of his tribe and was known for his noble lineage. He was also a brave warrior who followed his orders. And he was also a famous general in his army. He was the commander of a battalion that consisted of 1,000 soldiers. It was reported that Imam Hussein alayhi salam had left the city of Medina, and he had made his way to the city of Mecca. Recent intelligence reports suggested that Imam Hussein had now left the city of Mecca, and he was proceeding toward the city of Kufa. Fearing the upcoming uprising of Imam Hussein and the people of Kufa, Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad dispatched Hur ibn Yazid al-Riyahi. He dispatched Hur to prevent Imam Hussein alayhi salam from reaching the city of Kufa. He was to keep Imam Hussein alayhi salam away from the city of Kufa until further orders arrived from the drunkard Yazid. As Hur ibn Yazid al-Riyahi left the city of Kufa, he heard a voice. O Hur, glad tidings, for paradise will be yours. Hur says, I looked back but couldn't see anyone and thought, by Allah, this is not a glad tiding. How can it be glad tidings while I'm on my way to war with Hussein? While trying to track down the caravan of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, Hur and his battalion of 1,000 soldiers got lost in the desert. While on the brink of death, they stumbled upon the caravan of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Seeing this army dying of thirst, Imam Hussein alayhi salam proceeded to give them all water, even to their animals. The night before the day of Ashura was a dark night. The whispering of prayers and the recitation of the Holy Quran could be heard from the camps of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And along those whispers of Allah's majestic worship were the cries of thirst. The camp of Imam Hussein alayhi salam had been bereft of water for 3 days. The children could no longer bear it anymore. Hur also heard these divine whispers, and he also heard the cries of suffering. How could he continue to side with the forces of evil? He would no longer continue to be a part of this great crime, this crime being committed against the progeny of the Messenger of Allah. He took his son and his servant and went towards the camp of the pure Muhammadan Islam. He went towards the camp of truth and justice. He went towards the camp of freedom. He went towards the camp of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. As Hur ibn Yazid al-Riyahi moved from the camp of falsehood towards the camp of truth, he said to himself, truly, I see myself between paradise and hellfire. And by Allah, if I get torn apart and then burned, I would never choose anything but paradise. Hur had finally found his freedom, and so became worthy of the name his mother had chosen for him.